This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
College football season starts next week. A record 9 new teams are joining the NCAA. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Adam Ragusea explains how one big reason for the boom has nothing to do with sports.
They're the Division I football team you've never heard of. The Mercer University Bears are days away from their first game in 7 decades. This mid-sized school in Macon, Georgia, discontinued football when all the young men left for World War II. Why bring it back now? As head coach Bobby Lamb tours the new stadium Mercer has built for him, he makes no promises to deliver those big college football dollars.
We're going to be really lucky if we break even here. Certainly most schools are doing this to attract male students.
According to the American Council on Education, women now outnumber men on campuses by more than 7%. Men are still more likely than women to be serving in the military, serving time behind bars, or doing jobs that don't require a degree. Joe Lang is a spokesman for Pacific University in Oregon.
Gender balance is something I think that all institutions of higher education value very much because of the different perspectives that people of different genders and ethnicities bring to discussion.
Pacific cut their football program 20 years ago to save money. In 2009, their student body was only 36% male. The next year, they brought football back, and voila!
The gap decreased to 58% women, 42% men.
And these aren't men who just wanted to go to a school with tailgating. Most of them are actually on the football team. 100 new guys make a difference at a small liberal arts school. Now, Mercer in Georgia is bigger, plus they're D1, which means football scholarships. People here are pretty hyped. But with all the new programs around the country, are there really enough good players to go around? Defensive end Hank Avery transferred to Mercer from the Air Force Academy.
We played against Notre Dame and Michigan, and when it comes to that level, everybody's a little bit faster and everybody's a little bit bigger. But here, our ability is the same, our character is the same. We're probably just maybe an inch or two shorter.
And they don't count height in enrollment figures. In Macon, Georgia, I'm Adam Ragusea for Marketplace.